callback is one of the most instrumental strategies you can use to add humor to your speeches, have your audience leave with a message that's focused, and build an emotional connection. So what is it? What's a callback? It's anything that has happened in the event or that you've talked about that you can bring back into your speech later. For example, whenever you do a speech for an organization, chances are there are other agenda items that precede your speech. Perhaps something interesting happened that you can bring back up in your speech. Just last week, I gave 2 keynote speeches to a company that had an annual video, a red carpet walkthrough, an award ceremony for their employees. Do you think there was good material in there for my speech? Well, I called it back up. Hi, I'm Craig Valentine, the 1999 World Champion of Public Speaking. In this audio lesson, you'll learn 3 ways to use callbacks for humor, focusing your message, and building an emotional bridge with all of your audiences. Let's start with humor. On February 4th, 2006, in Galveston, Texas, 4 world champions and I took part in what was promoted as the biggest and best Toastmasters meeting ever. I know the date because I have a pin. Each world champion was given about 15 to 20 minutes on the program. I had my opening remarks ready, but I changed them when I saw some opportunities for callbacks. Here's the backdrop for you. Jim Key was the first world champion to speak, and he shared this wonderful story about his son's trouble with his truck. To make a long story short, the solution Jim's son used to fix the car problem was to drill a hole in their truck. It was a fantastically entertaining story, so I knew the audience would still remember it when I spoke. Also, even though there were probably 160 plus people in attendance, this was a real Toastmasters meeting, so we did table topics by breaking into several groups. Each group had a table topics master with a general theme for their topics. The Toastmaster of the day had each table topics master stand up and tell the entire room what each group's particular theme was. I happened to be the table topics master for our group, and our theme was blondes. So although I had remarks already for this occasion, I decided to use some callbacks instead. Here's my opening.
Craig Valentine. Table topics. And Mike Meshick said I would look better as a blonde. And then Dan, who's sitting right next to him, said I would look better as a cross-dressing blonde. Oh, don't try to deny it. I just have one response. You two better stop talking trash before I go outside and drill a hole in your truck.
Now, what I just said there in that speech would mean nothing, absolutely nothing, to any other audience. But it meant something to this audience based on what happened earlier in the program. I called it back up, and it worked. Later in the speech, I also called back to one of Ed Tate's activities that went over very well. Anytime the audience feels this speech is just for them, it becomes more special for them. Callbacks help that happen. Now, using callbacks for humor is great, but I believe they have a much greater importance. You can use them to focus the audience on your message and make that message stick. For example, here's a quick story I told to a company that does appraisals and settlements. The backdrop is that they are undergoing a critical change, and not everyone has bought in yet. At the end of this change, they also want to be known for their customer satisfaction. They're not very good at it right now. As you listen to this story, think, how can Craig use callbacks to this story during the rest of his 45-minute speech? Sandy, roll the clip. 4 R's to remarkable results. The first one is you always have to face reality. And reality hurts. You ever step on a scale and been forced to face reality? I know you're looking at me now like, what do you know about that? I mean, you're built like a Greek statue. I appreciate the compliment. But if you had looked at me a few years ago, you would have seen a whole lot more of me. You wouldn't even recognize me. In fact, you should have been with my wife and me about 3 years ago. We were taking my daughter, my six-month-old daughter, Tori, to her doctor's appointment. And if you have kids, you know that the doctor's always going to measure their length and their weight. So the doc walks in with his white coat and glasses. He's feeling good. And he says, give me Tori. He takes Tori and he puts her up and measures her length. And then he looks at my wife and me and he says, since Tori can't stand up yet and she can't seem to sit still, we're going to need another method to take her weight. How about this? Why doesn't one of you walk out in the hallway and stand on the scale with Tori and then stand on the scale without her, and then we'll take the difference as her weight? Now, I don't know if you've been around a pregnant woman or one who just gave birth, but my wife looked at me like, that's a great idea for Craig to do. I said, no problem. I know what I weigh. I got up on that scale. I said, give me my daughter. They put my daughter in my arms. They stripped her down to her diapers. I'm holding my daughter, feeling good. I looked around. I looked down at that scale. I looked at my wife. I looked back at that scale. I said, good grief. This is one fat baby. Isn't it interesting how when things don't seem to go our way, it's almost in our DNA to blame somebody else? It's ironic that I'm blaming my daughter for carrying this weight, too much weight. How often do we blame others for not carrying enough weight? How often do we put the blame on others for things we know we should do? See, that's the thing. When it comes to being a champion and facing reality, like that ring, don't you? I saw you looking at it. She's like, I catch it all. When it comes to facing reality, it's all about me. In other words, no matter what's going on around me, the real champion says, that doesn't compare to what's going on within me.
You probably already know where I went with this story. For the rest of the speech, I did not call back to the story as much as I called back to the scale for the rest of the speech. What does the scale represent? It no longer represents me being weighed alongside my daughter. It now represents the company's own measurement system. It represents the customer satisfaction survey that they had done. In a nutshell, it represents facing reality. Reality is my first R to remarkable results. Believe me, after I introduced the second R, relinquish, I called back to the scale to remind them of the first R, reality. Now imagine designating a spot on the floor for the scale that you can point to while doing the callback. You may point to it and say, so when you continue to face your own reality with your own internal measurement system, you can then determine what to relinquish and what to retain. And you point to the scale when you're saying it. It's very powerful. At the end of this particular speech, after the ovation, I began walking off the stage and I simply pointed to the scale. They got the message. I could see it in their eyes. By the time I checked my emails that evening, I had several messages from employees saying things like, you are making us take a true look at ourselves. In other words, even while I was driving home, they were mentally standing on their own scale. Mentioning it once is fine, but calling it back is fantastic. The third way to use callbacks helps with an emotional connection you have with your audience. And unfortunately, it is neglected by many speakers. Have you ever watched a movie and at the end they show certain characters and write sort of a where are they now on the screen? I believe they did this in Stripes. Well, think about this. You know from previous audio lessons to give main characters of yours a backstory and physical descriptions. So if you're like me, you go through lots of work in order to describe each person to make the audience see and care about him or her. It's great to do this. So what's the problem? The problem is that once that particular story is over, we never call those characters back. Think about it. You tell a story to make a point, so you might tell 4 to 5 major stories in a 45-minute keynote speech. Every time we want to review our points, we can call back to these characters. They are the flesh and blood side of our points. After all, when you call back to them, the audience already knows what they look like, they already care about them, they already know their backgrounds, so you don't have to explain all that again. Instead, when you are reviewing each point, especially towards the end of your speech, you may want to say something like, while referring back to them with a gesture, "And just like Jermaine Williams Jr. was not able to relinquish his old ways, we will meet with the same fate if we don't let go of some of our practices." The Jermaine Williams Jr. story is one I tell early on in my speeches, during the second R, to remarkable results. But it's so very powerful to call back to him to restate my point. When the audience sees him again, they automatically think, "We better relinquish." When I call back to the scale, they automatically think, "We better face reality." When I call back to the crabs, long story, they automatically think, "We better rely on each other," and so on. Whether it's a character, an item such as the scale or the crabs, each is anchored in its own way. But that's another lesson altogether. The point is, when you call back to them, you make your points stick. So, here are the tools for your tool belt. Just as I did in Galveston, you can call back to earlier events to build humor. Like I did with the appraisal and settlement company, you can call back to anchors such as the scale to focus your message. And like I see many of the most effective presenters doing, you can call back to characters to give a real-world feel by representing certain points. Hey, I guess I just did a few callbacks right there. What do you know? Callbacks can be used everywhere. And I do mean everywhere. Oh, wait a minute. My wife wants me.
Craig, Darren LaCroix is on the phone.
Oh, tell him to call back.